Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dykewood Mills. Dykewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 1,200 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dykewood Mills. That draws us to
you. Today we are privileged, and I want to welcome upstage a very special person to say hello. And she's no other than the wife of the presiding bishop of Lighthouse Chapel International, Bishop Dykewood Mills, who also happens to be my little sister. When she was young, I used to bathe her. My little sister, you are welcome. Let's put hands together for Sister Mame as she comes upstage.
Hallelujah. I can hardly see because of the smoke, and I'm not so used to disco, so it's not so easy. But it's a joy to be here and to be in your midst and to be in your super, I don't know whether I should say, studio, nightclub, church auditorium. Amen. And I can see that you're having a good time here, and I'm privileged to be a part of it. Amen. I think that whatever the world was enticing us with, we have seen that in Jesus there's much more. And your pastor said that I was his little sister, but you know, we are standing on holy ground. I'm his big sister, and I used to bathe him. And before I sit down, I also want to say happy birthday to my brother, the MD of Margins, who happens to be here. It's his 50th birthday. Stony, happy birthday. I can't see through the smoke, but I asked of you, and I hear you are here, and I think what better way to spend your 50th birthday. God bless you on every side, and I pray that whatever Ida sings, I am dedicating to you. Happy birthday. Where is Ida, please?
Why don't you put your hands together for Lady Reverend Adelaide? And one more time, we want to welcome Ida. Put your hands together, let's welcome her.
Feeling down deep in my soul since I found you. Now I'm on my way. Jesus, deep in sin, falling deeper and deeper into my sinful ways. But now I'm on my way. I have found a new life. Stuck on you, I found my place, and this is where I'm gonna stay. Now I'm on my way. Jesus, this is where I found the love and the peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Now I'm on my way. I have found a new life. Yeah. So very glad I found a new life. Oh yeah. This is a true and a faithful saying. Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. Oh yeah. I was lost in sin and shame, but you gave your life to save me. Yeah. Oh, I don't wanna ever have to leave you. Oh no. I don't wanna ever have to lose my calling. I love the brethren. I love my pastor. I love the church. Oh, Lord, I love to be with you. Lord, I'm gonna stick with you. 'Cause I'm stuck on you. I've got this feeling down deep in my heart since I found you. Now I'm on my way. Jesus, I was deep in sin, falling deeper and deeper into my sinful ways. But now I'm on my way. I have found a new life. Oh, yes, I have. So very glad I found a new life. Oh, yeah. Oh, this is a true and a faithful saying. Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Jesus came into the world to save a sinner like me. I was lost in sin and shame, but you gave your life to save me. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I don't wanna ever have to leave you. I don't wanna ever have to lose my calling. I love the brethren. I love my pastor. I love the church. Whoa. Lord, I love to be with you. Lord, I'm gonna stick with you. 'Cause I'm stuck on you. I've got this feeling down deep in my heart since I found you. Now I'm on my way. Jesus, I was deep in sin, falling deeper and deeper into my sinful ways. But now I'm on my way. I have found a new life. Yeah. Whoa. So very glad I found a new life. Yeah. Have you found a new life? I have found a new life. Whoa. Yeah, I found a new life. Oh, whoa. I found a new life.
Hi. Jones. So glad you could make it here tonight for this meeting. But can you excuse for 1 second? I just need to do something before I talk to you. I know it sounds kind of funny because of the way we've been. But I want to pray first. Let us pray. Or, you know what? Let me pray. Oh God, help me, please help me. I want to serve you, I really do. I want to follow you. Please help me. Please give me the Holy Spirit. I know that only you can make me strong. Today I have to do what is right. Because I don't want to fall into this mess again. The hour has come and the seed must fall into the ground and die. I know you have made me strong enough to do this. I love you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
I had to meet you here today. There's just so many things to say. I really need to set things right. I'm here to speak the word of God. We've been living in sin so long. We both know it's not right. This fornication can't go on. Let's just quit and say goodbye. I'm glad we're meeting here today. This relationship is wrong. I've been pregnant 3-4 times, aborting babies just to bad. Oh yes it is. I feel sick because I've sinned. My hands are covered in so much blood. Cannot do this anymore. Let's just quit and say goodbye. For so long we've been together. Oh, James, I won't be seeing you anymore. Can't help crying as I speak. Ooh, I've been crying all week long. It's time for me to take my cross and follow Jesus every day. So real. Oh yeah. I can't deny that I loved you. Ooh, James, I can't deny you made me happy. Yes you did. You made me laugh, you made me cry. Ooh, I just did being with you. And though I feel drawn to you, yeah, I want to serve the Lord from now. Yes, I do. It breaks my heart to say goodbye, my James. Oh, let's just quit and say goodbye. Before you go, James, let me make one thing very clear. You will not find me in those places. No, no. All those places where we've been. Oh, no. But if you're looking out for me, yeah, you will find me in the church. That's what it means to be born again. I have found a greater love. Yes, I will. Whoa, 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 whoa. Bye-bye, James. Goodbye, James. You know what? I'll be praying hard for you. Yes, I will. Bye-bye, James. Goodbye, James. I said no more, James. It's over, James. Bye-bye, James. James, no more James, it's over James, bye 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 bye. I'll be praying
Wow. Bye bye, James. Oh. What a lovely song. Why don't you put your hands together for Ida? I believe that it's been a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time. I've enjoyed all the songs. Have you enjoyed it? We are blessed. In fact, it's been a whole, it's not a man of God only who is coming on. It's like a country has come here. A country. Do you know what a country is? It's good. Abraham had 318 bodyguards. Trained and armed, born in his own house. The father of faith himself. He had 318 AK-47s. Can you imagine? We thank God so much, and I'm excited tonight because it's a special night. It's a special visitation. And we have in our midst a very, very, very great man of God. Yeah. I've been telling you that a great man of God is going to be here. And I thank God so much for the life of this man. He led me to Christ when I was 18 years old. And he became my pastor. And he became my mentor. The first time I heard about marriage, he was the one who suggested it. He said, "Do you know you have to get married?" I said, "Me? I've not even thought about it." So he told me, "You must get married." I said, "Hey." So I was in university, I was making a bed for my marriage. Because he used to, teach me so many things. And we'll close from work, from church. And I used to drive him. And he would tell me, "Kaka, sit down and wait." I used to grumble in my heart at the beginning. I said, "What church is this? We come in the morning, we leave in the evening. What kind of church is this?" But I didn't say anything. At a point, I said, "Look, I'd better enjoy this church." So I made up my mind, when I come to church, there is no agenda. From that day, I was free. He's taught me so much. So much. And trained me so much that in fact, if I hadn't grown to be a proper person, it means I'm a foolish boy. You cannot have such access and such influence and just be a wayward person. It's not possible. When you are broke and you join yourself to a billionaire, you yourself, you become rich. So over the years, and when I finished school, he told me, "Kaka, do you know you are called?" I said, "Yes, I believe I'm called." Then he said, "God is going to use you." He wrote to me a letter from Geneva talking about how God is going to move in the new church that he was asking me to go and plant in Kumasi. In that letter, he told me, "The Holy Spirit will be with you. The church will grow. It will be a great church." So there I was. So, well, started the church. Then when I finished school, he said to me, "Look, I want you to stay in Kumasi. Do you understand?" I said, "No problem. I will stay there if you say so." So I stayed there and I started pastoring for a while. I pastored for years. Then he said to me, "I want you to come to Accra." I said, "Okay." And here I am today, standing here. Amen. So, it's been a very long while. From 18 years to, you can imagine, I'm getting to almost 60. Because my little sister is here. Many years have passed. So, he's my spiritual father. He's advised me. He's guided me. He's rebuked me. He's scolded me. He's given me money. He has helped me. He did my marriage counseling, my wife and myself. One-on-one marriage counseling. Wow, can you imagine? One-on-one. That's why it's nice. All depends on your counselor. So I want to say that I've been blessed in many ways and still I'm being blessed. Amen. And I thank God for giving me the privilege of knowing this man of God and also the privilege of being his brother-in-law. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. I don't know who your brother-in-law is. Great man of God. And is the founder of Lighthouse Chapel International worldwide. A church he started from a classroom. Yes. And I thank God for the anointing on his life. You know, even this building is the anointing on his life that is rubbing on my life. He built the Kodesh. And the oil fell on me. And I built the Faith Chapel that you are sitting in right now. So we thank God for the anointing and the grace and the whatever. He's also a renowned evangelist. This morning I told you he's traveling all the way to Madagascar. And we need money for crusade because the boat alone to cross is $200,000 to cross and go back. Amen. I told you this morning. So it's a serious matter. So we are privileged, we are honored to have this anointed man of God. This year we're in Panama. Panama. Do you know where it is? It's far. And he was preaching only to Panameans. Not people from Krobo, but Panameans. And I was sitting there watching. And I said, hey, what kind of human being is this? Anyway, so we are privileged, we are blessed, and I believe that it's a historic visit. All you need to do is to open your heart. One moment with the man of God is enough. One word he will say is enough. A man who is broke can be with you the whole day. You won't get anything. A billionaire can sign $1 million in 5 seconds. So it is what the person is carrying that matters, not even the length of time. So I believe that tonight, you and I must open our hearts to receive. Are you ready? Are you ready to receive? Then why don't you stand to your feet, put your hands together, as we welcome the evangelist, the miracle worker, the founder of Lighthouse Chapel International, my spiritual father, Bishop Dagiwan Mills.
Lift your hands. Father, thank you so much for this evening. We are excited to be here. We ask you to guide us. We ask you to lead us. We ask you to minister to our hearts. Thanks a million for these few moments that we are here to enjoy your wonderful presence. We give you praise. I pray for everyone that is here, Lord. Touch our hearts with the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Thank you, Lord. You have done it. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Well, we are excited to be here. In your beautiful air-conditioned cathedral. We are enjoying the air-condition because this month is Ocho Cricri, which means the hottest. The Ocho Cricri means what? The sun is burning. Well, I want us all to be settled and calm for a few minutes. I'm going to be sharing. This is a family service. I don't know who is here. How many people are here from Sakumono? How many are here from First Love? All right. And how many are here from elsewhere? Yeah. So it's a mixed multitude. So I believe that there's a great and mighty blessing for anybody who is here tonight. Amen. Tonight, we are having a wisdom impartation service. Usually I have a wisdom impartation service on Sunday evening. So that is what we are having now. And so I'm going to be sharing about one of the branches of wisdom. And I believe that God Himself has a great blessing for you tonight. Amen. Are you there? Are you with me? Now, the wisdom of God, 1 Corinthians chapter 2. The wisdom of the Lord. The wisdom of God. And I, brethren, I came to you not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Amen. Now, knowing Jesus is enough wisdom. Bible says that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. So when you see people who are focused on Jesus, you often have people who come around and want to tell them that they are sort of dealing with basics and they need to do something else. But Apostle Paul said, I determined not to know anything except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Ladies and gentlemen, let us accept the word of God. And let us accept what Paul is saying, which is, knowing Jesus and all about Jesus is enough, more than enough. You know, sometimes as pastors, when God uses us to do things, like to build things, at a point we start to think that we have some wisdom, or like maybe we have some leadership skills. If I look at myself, how can I say that I know about business or even leadership? What have I been doing? I've been preaching about Jesus. And I've been preaching the word of God. And encouraging people to work for God. All these songs are encouraging people to work for God. That is the wisdom that has built all this multi-million dollar ministry. Yes. That's the great wisdom. Jesus Christ and Him crucified. You see, the wisdom of God is completely superior to any form of human thinking. Yes. Lighthouse Chapel, we have almost 500 building projects that are going on at the same time. It's more than the budget of some parts of the government. No, listen. Some parts of the government. That does not make me a businessman, nor even a leader, or even a politician. Because what have we been doing? We are just preaching about Jesus Christ. So what we don't realize is that when we try to shift into other things, we almost become fools. And even the church, you know, I'm saying this because pastors, we are tempted to shift or even do a bit of here and there. But you ask yourself, What I've built all these things, even where we are, is about God and about Jesus. So, brothers and sisters, when somebody says that I decided that I don't want to know anything, I don't want to know physics, I don't want to know chemistry, I don't want to know economics, I want to know Jesus Christ and that he died on the cross for us, it's very, very great wisdom. And none of us should start to water it down or start to think that, you know, we have to put certain things into place. What you realize is that the wisdom of God makes you do certain things. And those things are little things that God is executing, his own plan, his own fantastic will. But you may think that, oh, this is now leadership or politics or economics. It is not. It is Jesus Christ. He said, I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. My speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men. Because there are different types of wisdom. The wisdom of men. And I'm not here to talk about the wisdom of men. I'm talking about something far more superior to that. Verse 6. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. In other words, you cannot speak wisdom to everybody. If you speak wisdom to some people, you're going to have a problem. Yes. We speak wisdom to those who are perfect. Because when you meet the imperfect ones and you share wisdom, they just rubbish you. You share the wisdom of God, they rubbish you. So, what do you mean? Or what do you know? Oh, who are you? Wow. Yet not the wisdom of this world. Ladies and gentlemen, I thank God I went to school. I was in the university for 7 years. I never failed any exam, and I was never repeated, and I only had distinctions and credits in my entire university life. I've never had where they say you go and do an exam again. Never in my life. I thank God that I went to school. And I was in university not for these 2 years diploma or 3 years courses that they are doing, but for 7 good years. At the time, there was only one medical school in Ghana. And I was one of the, we were interviewed. First 10 in the whole country, you are automatically taken. And I was in the first 10. Yes, to be interviewed. So I thank God I've been to school. I'm saying that because when I speak about the wisdom of God, you may think I haven't been to school. That's why I'm saying that we need the wisdom of God, not the wisdom of men. I'm saying what I'm saying so that you know that I went to school. The school we went to some. Not these apostle schools that you are doing now. Not this. And the exams we did, there was no APO in it. All through O-level and A-level, there was nothing like APO. Nothing. You go and you sit there, your heart is beating, and they open the paper, the red paper, and say, my God, help me. It's not something that you've seen all the questions and worked it out the night before. And you come and sit there, you see from 1 to 6, you have done all before. First time you are seeing the question is in the exam room. It's not what they are doing now. And when you say, they will not be happy. So don't say. Not the wisdom of this world, no. People, even if you go to school, you must learn to respect that the wisdom of God is far different and higher. God is great. And it is not the wisdom of the princes of this world Or that is the same word, the principalities. The word you see, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, is the same word, princes. They translate it princes sometimes, they translate it principalities sometimes. So he said, it's not the wisdom of demons. Yes. That come to naught, or that are being destroyed. But we are speaking the wisdom of God in a mystery. Even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. The wisdom that you have come to hear over here is not the wisdom of men, but the wisdom of God, which has some characteristics, that is that it is in a mystery. It is mysterious. If you think it will all be open, by the way, have I told you the topic I'm preaching? I'm preaching about the spirit of revelation. I'm preaching about different branches of wisdom. Last week I was sharing about the spirit of knowledge. Tonight I'm preaching about the spirit of revelation. Don't think that we are talking about what is learnt in school. What I'm talking about, we don't learn it in school. This is the wisdom of God. You cannot learn this wisdom in a classroom. This wisdom is wisdom in a mystery. It's mysterious and it's wrapped. It's wrapped up in packaging. It's hidden. It's called the hidden wisdom. This packaged, hidden, secret wisdom is a kind of wisdom that God ordained for glory, your glory. Look at the verse. Look at it. Try to believe the English words you are seeing. It says, we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom. So that wisdom is hidden, which God ordained. God chose that type of wisdom that is not in the classroom, that is found in God and is hidden. God has ordained it before this world began unto your glory. Like your beautification, your improvement, your beauty, your niceness, and your wonderfulness is connected to that mysterious wisdom. You are receiving supernatural wisdom tonight. This is God's wisdom. Amen. And this is the wisdom that I am speaking about. I am not talking about economics, leadership, philosophy, political science, biology, physiology, chemistry. These are wonderful things, but that's not what I am speaking about. I'm speaking about the wisdom of God, God's mind. Now, the God we are serving is a great God. One of the main things you must learn quickly about God is that God doesn't mind if you don't even believe in Him. Wow. Like, you are not even important. You are nothing. I mean, like, He's not, like, you know, like, we pastors, we like to impress people. But God doesn't impress people. You know? Have you heard of Galileo? Galileo. Galileo Galilei. It was 1600. We are in 2000. It was 1600. He found this little telescope and found a way to elongate it. Then he looked into the sky. Then he started to see different things in the heavens. And that is when he saw Jupiter. From here, they saw Jupiter. Jupiter was there and he made it with a circle. He drew with his pen. I was watching a documentary where they were showing his actual papers that he drew on. He drew a circle, big one.
And he said, that was Jupiter. Then he could see four moons. And he will see one. Then he will mark with a cross. Then the next day he will come, look in the night again. Then he will see. It changed. There was two here, one here. Then three here, one here. Then he came, he realized that, no, this thing is going around. Listen. If you have ever seen the planets, you will be amazed at who is God. Recently, I was at home and I was watching the planet. I was watching a film on the planet. You know, they sent, this is current time, 1996, I believe it was. They sent a rocket from Earth to Saturn. You know, that's the sun far away. The next one is Mercury, Venus, then Earth. Earth is quite small. Then Mars, then Jupiter, then Saturn. So they sent a rocket from Earth. I don't know whether Germany, one of those countries. It left in 1996. It got to Saturn around 2005. After moving at the speed of what? Yeah. Moving. And when it got to Saturn, then they started filming Saturn from close, like how when you are in a plane and you can see the Earth. You can't believe it. Beautiful. You should watch it. When I saw it, I was amazed, you know. Last week I was preaching about the spirit of knowledge. There are branches of knowledge, even astrology and astronomy, I should say, astronomy. Watching the stars and the planets. It will lead you to be amazed at the God we say we are serving. And I was thinking that it's just 2005 that they were able to send a rocket with a camera. So all these years, God doesn't mind that we haven't seen it before. Like he doesn't care. You haven't seen Saturn, you haven't seen Jupiter, and so it's, you are not. You don't matter. Now I thought that God would have shown us these things long ago so that we will fear Him. He doesn't care at all that you haven't seen it before. Look, when I saw Saturn, it has rings like this. The planet is a ball, then there are rings around it, huge. I wanted to kneel down and say, hey. Then I said to myself, why would people not? What's happening? Huh? Hey. Are you still here or you are going home? Listen. All right. God doesn't care that you don't know all these things. Then my wife came into the room. She had also never seen it before. When she saw it, her reaction was the same as mine. Immediately said, hey, why do people, how can somebody say there is no God? That is, it will be your reaction. That was my reaction. When I saw, said, hey, what is this? The plan, very fantastic. All these years, we haven't seen it, and He doesn't mind. He's there, He's great, He's awesome. You are now coming, you are nothing. How old are you, by the way? How many years will you be here before you turn into the sand and disappear and be forgotten? So when we talk about the wisdom of God, it's not this thing that we are learning in school. No. It's far. How did God make these planets? How did He make them? Jupiter is 1,000 times bigger than this Earth. So if you see the Earth, 1,000 times bigger. And it has 54 moons. And Galileo saw only four. But this new, the new rockets they take, they see everything. 54 of them going around like this, round. Like they are playing games. God is just playing games in the atmosphere. And by the way, I'm sure you know how to, Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, and then where? Uranus, and then Neptune, and then what? Pluto. Okay, when they sent the camera all the way to Pluto, that area, then they filmed the sun. The sun has disappeared, has become one of the stars. Like, you see all the stars. The sun was just one of the small stars like this. Our sun that we are seeing. It is in a line. From there, you come, Mercury, Venus, they are all one line up to Pluto. When the camera got there and then they face here and they film, the sun was a small star. Small, very small. One of the stars. Not knowing that the sun is just a star. Only we are a bit near that star. Now they have found stars which are more than 1,000 times bigger than the sun. Antares, Arcturus, they are all stars 1,000 times bigger than the sun. Some of the stars you see up in the sky, they are angels. Because the Bible says, and I saw a star falling from heaven onto earth, and he had a key in his hand. Some of the stars, they are angels. Yeah, but you can't see, they are so far. Remember when there was war in heaven and they cast one third of the stars down with the tail, a third of the stars. Oh, yeah. God doesn't mind your little classroom. Look, do you know that medicine is a developing science? When you go to medical school this year, when you go to medical school in 10 years, they will teach you something slightly different. But by the time you've not been to medical school for 30 years, you'll be surprised the things they've discovered that are completely different. What you are used to is so different. They found more things. Amazing. So the little classroom you are in, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, yes, his tail drew a third part of the stars of heaven. A third part of the stars of heaven. Some of the stars, you see, they are angels. And the dragon stood and cast them to the earth. Yeah, you see them twinkling and that is an angel. You can never get there. Receive some angelic support tonight. Now, this wisdom is for your glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. Verse 8. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Amen. Hallelujah. So, brothers and sisters, God has a special kind of wisdom. And that wisdom is found in His Word. And His Word often contradicts human reasoning. So, don't think of it in terms of human reasoning. Turn with me to Proverbs. The spirit of revelation is the spirit which unravels the hidden wisdom and gives you insight to packages of secrets that God has. And those secrets contain the real, real blessings. Proverbs. Listen. The Proverbs of Solomon, verse 1. To know wisdom. Instruction. Verse 3. To receive instruction of wisdom, justice. Verse 4. To give subtlety to the simple. To the young man, knowledge and discretion. Verse 5. Now, this is the wisdom of God now. Are you listening? Are you listening? You are becoming wise tonight. Wisdom will give you long life. Wisdom will give you riches. Wisdom will give everything. God's wisdom. A wise man, listen now, start to receive this wisdom. Listen carefully. Listen carefully. Now, somebody say, oh, yes, we agree that it's taught in the classroom. So what is it? So I'm starting. This is it. A wise man will hear. You see, faith comes by hearing. Hearing the word of God makes you wise. And wise people hear. You see, I am standing here, and look, I became, whilst I was in school, nobody ever chose me for anything. Classroom prefect, I was not outstanding in it. I never stood out. I never was, and even when my common entrance results came and it was announced in the class, that was the first sign of any kind of shining in my life. Because I did well in common entrance. So when they read out the classroom results, common entrance, there was a sound in the class when my name was mentioned and my results. Who? Who? Everybody was surprised. That was the first sign of anything in me. Yes. I can tell you my marks if you want to know. I can tell you after church. But it was a high score. Common entrance. There was nothing like APOR in that exam. That was the first time. So there is nothing about me that should make me a leader of a worldwide ministry with a lot of bishops, pastors, and builders and employees all over the world. In 68 countries. Yes. It's not a small organization. There's nothing in the natural. So I'm telling you the wisdom of God. A wise man, and you are receiving that wisdom today. This is the wisdom. A wise man will hear. That's all. A wise man is a hearer. How did I come to stand here today? That's why I'm saying that when somebody says Jesus Christ is enough, you will be confused till you die if you don't have the wisdom of God. You say, oh, but I need econs. I need biology. I need this. No. A wise man will hear. How did I come to stand here? One day, I was listening to a message. I was hearing Kenneth Hagin preaching. I grew to love his preaching. And I also noticed a spiritual connection. I noticed that when I preach his message exactly, people tell me after church that they were blessed. But when I don't preach his message, nobody tells me that they are blessed. I noticed it. You know, even now, you may ask, how do I know how my bishops preach and my pastors preach? That's how I know. Some people, no one ever comments about their preaching. You never hear, oh, this person came, we were blessed. It's just silence. So he came and he went. But some others, you hear. Oh, it was a bad. Hey, this pastor came. It was not easy. We were really. You hear. So I noticed in my small Achimota school chapel, people said, it was, and I was saying, wow, I copied exactly Kenneth Hagin's message. I said, there seems to be something that is powerful in this thing. So I continued. And I wanted more messages and fantastic stories to also come and tell. Because he has many stories. Fantastic stories. So I kept on hearing. A wise man will hear. You see, you can't learn this in any school. There's no school that is teaching a wise man will hear. Yeah. There's no school that will teach you that a wise man should hear. Hear what? You are receiving supernatural wisdom which is ordained for your glory. That is why the podcast, no matter who you are, podcast, you must have it. And you must listen. You see, the art of listening to messages. As you keep listening and hearing, I can only say that, I don't know, like, through hearing, I sort of, it's as if a balloon is being pumped. To me, I mean, that is my experience with listening to messages. Oh, it's as if something is being pumped into me. I mean, I actually get changed. I receive revelation and light, understanding. Hey, it's so fantastic. Yeah. I'm so changed by listening to preaching. Yeah. It affects me so much. Oh, yeah. I mean, so much. I'm changed. Look, somebody was never chosen by human beings. Even today, they don't choose me. But God keeps on choosing us. Yes. God keeps on choosing us. Yeah.
Amen.
A wise man will hear. Will hear. A wise man, he will put on a message and hear. Not that they say, what should you do? But you will see that it is wisdom to expose yourself to a certain level of hearing the word of God. I'm telling you. It's so you may ask, so how can we be here? How are we here? How can we be here? How are we here? Where is it from? Where is it from? Is it from economics, leadership, political, what have you? Oh, come on. Give us a break. Give us a break. Let us be a bit honest. One night I was listening to the message of Kenneth Hagin in Zoom, and suddenly, as I knelt down, the distance between me and the tape recorder was about from here to where this, stand up, you, stand up. Where this brother was standing, it was there, and this was the bed. It was a small room, and the tape was there. And the tape was playing, auto reverse. It never stopped till the morning. Yeah, a wise man will hear. I was a small boy in school, final year, 1988. 1988. And then, in the middle of the night, 2 a.m., something jumped out of the tape. As I was praying, I was hearing a story I've heard many times. A message I've heard many times. Kenneth Hagin stories, I've heard them so many times. But I'm never tired of hearing. And I listen. Even today, I keep, when I search his message, I know the messages that have stories. I see from the time. This one is 1 hour, 30 minutes. This one is 45 minutes. This one, there are no stories. This one have more things in it. This one is preaching. That's how I know. I knew. And I was listening. And there's something jumped out of the tape. And here I was, final year medical school. Final year. I was doing, community health. It jumped into me, and then there was a voice. And the voice said, from today, you can teach. And look at me here today. I'm teaching. I'm writing. I'm being invited. I'm going. Yeah. This is not, you can't learn this in school. So when I come to you and I teach you what is podcast, don't be too big. You must decide to become somebody who listens to messages. You know, there's a brother. One day I saw him, I think he's in this church. I saw him, I said, have you been listening to the Makane? He said, no. Well, we have something in the church called Makane. I said, have you been listening to the Bacana? He said, no. I said, why? You are a university student doing Akito. All the university students, they have all been listening to this Makane, and they are blessed. He said, no, I cannot listen to that thing. I said, why? He said, when I listen to it, I cannot continue with my course. I'm afraid of that thing. He's one of the people that have recognized the power of listening to the thing. It's an interesting recognition. He said, when I listen to this, I cannot continue what I'm doing. I will go into ministry. I don't want to go into ministry. I don't want to hear. Because when I hear, something will change in me. And I don't want to change. A wise man will do what? Hear. A wise man will do what? Hear. A wise man will do what? Hear. Be an avid hearer. Hearer. When you hear, it's soaking into you. That's how I entered into miracle ministry. The wisdom of hearing. God told me, listen to Benny Hinn. I don't mind mentioning the names of the people. Yes. God told me, listen to Benny Hinn. I said, I don't understand. Benny said, listen to this man. And I put him on, even though I don't understand, because Benny Hinn doesn't like preaching with New Testament. He only uses Leviticus, Job, Psalms, and those type of things. I didn't understand what he was saying. But a wise man will do what? Hear. I see you hearing many things. And I started listening. Listening to all, which at that time I would have called it nonsense. Not nonsense, but like non-making sense. Which is what? It does not make sense to me. Yes. Until one day I was listening to that non-making sense. Then it started to make sense. Today, by God's grace, God has privileged me to see every kind of miracle. In Senegal, I was called a Grand Marabout, which is a big magician has come from Ghana. I was called a magician. Yeah. You ask yourself, why Muslims welcome me? All over West Africa. Why do you think they welcome me? They were happy to see me. They shook my hand. One commander in Guinea, he told us, look, we are all sick. We need prayers and we need healing. We are all sick here. Yeah. A Grand Marabout is here. That means a big magician. Wow. Are you listening to me? I'm giving you higher wisdom from God. Then he says, number two, he will increase learning. One of the sad things is to meet people who have stopped learning. We know it. It's very sad. When you go abroad, you see that they are always finding a new way to do the old thing that they've been doing. Yes. I mean, a plane can land, but now they've made the plane to land with the machine. If ever you are in a plane now, a modern plane, and the pilot dies, it will not be like, I don't know if you've seen those films where the pilot was dead and somebody they'll be calling, okay, press this, press. No, it will not happen like that. There is an autopilot landing. Yes. One day I was on a plane and the plane landed away, and then the pilot announced, well, ladies and gentlemen, the autopilot landed the plane. That is why it was a bit, well, it wasn't me. I'm not the one. It was the plane that landed itself. So, in case you are thinking that I'm not a good pilot or whatever, it was the autopilot that landed. And I made the autopilot land it because of whatever reason he gave. Oh, yeah. Everything, they are finding something new. It's very sad to meet people who have stopped learning. Galileo found those planets, 1600. And some of us have still not seen it from here. We shall see it. When you come to Anakazo, we are getting a big telescope to see the stars from there. Yeah, we are going to find Jupiter. We'll see it ourselves. You'll see like this. Say, I've seen it. Bishop Oko is going to be the instructor. No, his father used to teach him about the stars. So he was the first person who showed me. Sometimes he can point me and say, this is the Pleiades. This is the stars. And he'll explain how to go north with the stars. You have to know some things. Yeah. You are becoming wiser. A wise man will increase learning, not stop learning. Stop learning. How sad it is when you stop learning. How sad it is when you stop learning. And then a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. Look, advice. Wise advice is a very fantastic thing. You see what Bishop Kakra was explaining? Look at him in this wonderful air conditioner. He's a king of kings over here. Yes, he's a little boy, but God has blessed him here. But if he listened to his testimony, I didn't even know that I wrote to him. I've forgotten. But you see, a wise man will attain to wise counsels. Like he gets, you know, some people, they will not even open their mouth to advise you because you are some way. Unadvisable. One day I met a brother and I was counseling him, marriage counseling. And he said, oh, I wish my wife would be here. I thought it was the wife was there, the husband was not there. The husband was there, the wife was one of them. And I told him, no, it doesn't matter. She or he will not receive what I'm saying. Many times one side will not receive. You have to talk to only one side. The other one will not attain. Cannot attain to the wise counsel. When you advise them, they will rubbish you. How many pastors I have advised in preaching, they don't listen to what I'm saying. Yes. Because it takes something to attain to wise counsels. You can't reach it. You can't touch it. Yes. Almost all my bishops were with me once. They were with me. All of them, they were with me. We are in the same church, physically. Physically. I'm here, they are here. He used to be a youth, the youth of the church in Kolegono. Yes, shepherd of the youth. Prophet Kakra was a shepherd of the youth. And then he said, okay, stay in Kumasi. Then, wise counsels. Marry, wise counsels. Do this. And then he was a king of kings in Kumasi. And I said, to Accra. To Accra now. Wise counsels. But some people, you cannot say anything to them. When you say, it will be a long meeting, more than 5 minutes. Any meeting that goes more than 5 minutes is not a good meeting and it's not going to end well. 5 minutes is the maximum time. These days, we have reduced all meetings to 5 minutes. Once it takes more than 5 minutes, we are dealing with a stubborn person. Marital quarrels which are lasting more than 5 minutes, forget it. It will not conclude. Are you still here? Yes. So God is going to bless you with wise counsels. Pray that you will be advisable. Never grow out of receiving advice. It's one of the sad things. You know, one time I was with a brother, a pastor, and he was saying, it hurts me. He said, the thing that hurts me more than anything else in the world is that my wife doesn't listen to you. And I said, it's a very sad thing. If I could have just, because there are some people in their marriage, I just have to say, stop it. Stop it now. That's the end of everything. Stop it now. One time I was with the Archbishop, our Archbishop here. We have only one Archbishop. And I asked him, yeah. He was going through a crisis in his life. I mean, he had been through the crisis. And I asked him, if Benson Idahosa was alive, who used to be the Archbishop, when he was alive, there was only one Archbishop, that was him. I said, if he was alive, do you think you would have gone through this crisis? He said, never. Never. He said, Idahosa, Archbishop, would have told him, and whoever the other parties were, he would have said, stop, wait till I tell you. And that would have been the end. He would never tell them anything, and that would have been the end of the trouble. Yes, he said, he would have said, wait till I tell you. The words are, wait till I tell you, and that would have been it. He said he would never have gone through what he went through. It's a very sad thing to lose counsel. You are unadvisable, unspeakable too. You are your own advisor. Wow. Verse 6. This is where we are interested in. To understand a proverb. And the interpretation of proverbs. What are proverbs? And the words of the wise, and their dark sayings. You see, this is what I'm talking about when I say revelation. Wise people, when they speak, they often sound like they are mad. Kakra, are you the one who told me your father said that? Payne is the one who told me. Our pastor, his brother, he told me that his father, who was a very wise man, told him that when a wise man is speaking, he sounds mad. Yes. It sounds like he's mad when he says something. And it's true. Because it's not that he's mad, but their sayings are dark. And the sayings need interpretations. And the sayings are hidden wisdom. How can that be? Look, if you ask me, what's the secret to prosperity? And I say, diligence, you can understand it. Hard work, you can understand it. Education, you can understand it. Schooling, you can understand it. What else? Setting goals, you can understand it. Smart goals, you can understand it. And what? And what else? Keys for prosperity are what? Networking. And what else? Relationship. And what else? Frugality, wise use of resources, leadership skills, saving, time management, relationships. These are keys to prosperity. You can understand it. These are not dark things. This is not what I mean by the wisdom of God. This one is taught even in schools. But if I tell you that a secret to prosperity is seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, you cannot easily understand it. And I don't blame you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. If I tell you that it's a secret to prosperity, you look at me and say, okay, I mean, I understand what you are saying, that God first, you know. God is wonderful. If today I have prospered, what else can I say apart from this verse? What else can I say? If your Bishop Kakra here has prospered, or anybody, what else can you say? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. But I know that you may not easily see, because it's a dark saying. It's the wisdom of God. That's why God is impressing on my heart. I shouldn't change my message. Yes, my message is one. Seek God. Seek God. Love God. Choose God. Put God first. Work for the Lord. It doesn't sound so clear. If I was to go and see the president and I say, seek the kingdom of God first, they may not really easily get what I'm talking about. But if I talk about savings, maybe you should cut back the number of ministers, or maybe you should bring in network with the other political party. You can understand it. Teamwork. But if I say, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Today I'm going to give you three mysteries, and this is the first one. It's a mystery. But how else can I explain that I have prospered more than most of my lay pastors and people who started with me? Far more. Whichever country they are in. Why? How do I know? Because when I do fundraising, I can see. I just have to start. When I finish preaching, I say, okay, 1,000, 2,000, 5,000. Then you see, it will end. I'm always raising funds for the kingdom of God. I have no shame. There is no shame. That is why you need the spirit of revelation. Ephesians chapter 1:17, it says pray. It's a prayer you should be praying for. That the God of glory of Jesus Christ may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Like God should open it for you. God, open it for me. God, show it to me. Somehow reveal it to me that I will understand it. Because you keep looking at prosperity, but you not understand how it comes about. You can never know a person's secret for prosperity till you know his heart for God. Yes. May God open your eyes. See the secret. I'm giving you three secrets. Just three. I've already showed you a wise man will hear, but consider that one to be a bonus that I didn't count, so that I can give you three, including this one. If I have a car today, and by God's grace I have my own, I may have a car. Think about it. Wow. What a blessing. Air condition. With sound system, everything. Huh? Wow. You have more than that. Look, those of you who don't know how to say amen, when you hear something coming, you better scream amen. I said you have more than that. I said you have more than that. God is going to use you to give cars to people. I want you to take a book and start counting the cars you are going to give away. When you give, you write the name. 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 Yes. God will bless you. It will happen practically. The prophecy you believe is the prophecy that's going to happen. Don't forget to scream amen when you see something coming your way. Reveal Matthew 6:33 to me. Reveal it. Reveal it to me. Reveal it to me. Listen, in 1901, there was a great man of God called Alexander Dowie. He was very, very great. In fact, there had not been anybody like him for many years. That's why people thought he was Elijah. He started churches and missions all over, and he conquered the city of Chicago and all over America. In fact, he had a vision to build cities outside every city and even come and build a city outside Jerusalem in the end. That was his dream. But at a certain point in his ministry, when everybody, he had millions and people supporting him, he went and bought a land outside the city to start an earthly city. And then he advertised. Look, I'm trying to show you something about the wisdom of God. Listen, it's a secret. You see, even we pastors, we are tempted to leave that secret and go to other things. So he bought this land, huge land, and told his members, everybody come and build houses there And we are going to form a Christian city without alcohol, without cigarette, without bad people. So thousands of them, they all came and they bought it. Now he became an earthly overseer, like a mayor of a type of president. And then his preaching changed to political talkings, social talking, economic issues. He was bringing industries. He was doing various. That is where the whole thing changed. That was 1901, 1902. By 1907, he was dead. Yes. And from that point, you see, the great success and even the money, the millions that they had, it did not come from talking about economics. Neither did it come from talking about industries. Neither did it come from talking about politics. It came from seeking the kingdom and fighting for the kingdom of God. It's a mystery which many pastors today don't even understand, that the secret is God and your heart for him and for seeking him as number one. When we put him aside and try to bring in some other clever things, we are setting ourselves up for dangerous things. Oh yes. So somebody accused me, said me, I preach basics. It's good that I preach these basics. It's good. And the school that we built in Anakazo, you know, some people were insulted. We thought we were building a university in this area. Now we see that it's only for pastors. And I said, look, it is this same work that have given us money to be able to build that place. Yes. Not preaching about economics or prosperity or any of these things. It's a mystery. It's encapsulated. And you see, I would say to everyone who says he's a businessman, he's whatever, you wait, when I get to the third secret, you'll be afraid. Yeah, pray that I'll get to the third secret. Are you still here or you are leaving? I'm talking about God's wisdom. A wise man will hear. Another wisdom key is, oh no man. The borrower is a servant of the lender, not a servant of God. He's not a servant of God, he's a servant of the lender. That is why we struggle so much with people who have debts, because their real master is always calling them. And banks present some of the greatest deceptions to people. They themselves know if they will speak the truth, but they is their work, so they will just say no comment. I have a lot of bank managers; they are always with me. They will tell you our best customers are the worst financially managed organizations. Those are our best customers. They bring more money than anybody else. I don't want to mention some organizations in Ghana. Amazing. This Alexander Dawi, everything was going okay. When he got the money, and I think there were some financial arrangements. This is the biggest ministry in the whole world. You see, because it happened in 1901, we don't really know, because our time is almost 100 years, but God prompted me and I went and read a book that is not available. And I read the history of how it happened step by step. At the end, the last day, something happened to him. He was struck. He got sick. When he went to Jamaica for recuperation, the people had a meeting. They came together. They said, no. This whole city that we've all brought our money to come and build, is going to be taken over by the bank. Everybody, so we have to vote him out whilst he was sick. So they voted him out. Then he suspected that something was going on. So he called his friend from Australia. Said, he wrote the letter, I've given you power over this whole financial thing that I've created. Come quickly and take over. So the guy from Australia came. When he got there, he listened to the story and he said, no, you guys are right. We have to take over. So he used his powers and then they sold the whole city for $1. Yes, they sold the whole city for $1 to one of the guys to save them from the bank taking over. Yes. And he came back, came to fight with them after, with his sickness. Then they went to court. And then the court said, okay, everybody should vote. They should all vote in the city. Whether, and he realized that he was going to lose. So he said he wouldn't vote. And they just took over. That was the end. And then he died. And because of the money that was, oh, that was what ended everything. Yeah. One time, everything, even the house he stayed in till he died, it was owned by, the bank was coming for that one. And the judge said that they should allow the man to stay. So they were carrying him up and down because he had a stroke. Up and down, up and down, up and down in the house, but it was for the bank. So brothers and sisters, what I'm saying to you, Proverbs 22:7, the borrower is a servant to the lender. That is why by the grace of God, we are not owing money. Amen. And we will never owe money until Jesus comes. Amen. When our money is finished, that's all. We'll wait till the next one comes. There's no rush. There's no rush. Even God was not in a hurry for you to see Jupiter. He knew you hadn't seen Saturn before. He doesn't mind. As beautiful and wonderful, he doesn't care that you don't know how great a wonderful thing it is. Is it not amazing? Learn to live within your means. Learn to grow step by step. Learn to live in an uncompleted house if that's what it means. Learn to eat kenke without meat. Bishop Oyedepo is one of the richest and prosperous ministers in the world. And he says he has always been prosperous, even when he was driving his VW Beetle. He used to drive a Beetle. He said, the car announces itself that we are here when it comes. The car announces, I am here. Yes. I see you rising. I said, I see you rising. Step by step by step by step by step by step. Practically. Yes. Step by step. Don't worry what people think about you. Step by step. Step by step. Step by step. You will be the richest. People will not even. You can't even share your what God has done for you. You can't even say it. Yes. Do you know how many church buildings we have without roof, without doors, without light? Plenty. Don't worry. Don't worry. When we have small, we will add. And gradually, it will be done. When I move into my house, the floor has not been cast with concrete. It was red sand, and I stayed in the house. My mother gave me some blue sheets to cover the furniture that we had. It was a red sand. We could not afford louvers. So the house had no louvers. And we were in the house, myself and my wife. Yes, there was no louver, like when it's open and close. No. But we had mosquito net because that was essential. But no louvers. So it's just free air. I've been enjoying free air for a long time. What's the worry? What's the problem? What's the problem? Step by step. Step by step. Who are you trying to impress? I told the pastor that was staying there. He said, oh, why? How? I said, I've never rented a house before since I was born. How can I not prosper? I've not paid a rent to anybody. When it was time to pray, I said, I will stay in the uncompleted house. It's better. Step by step. Yes. It's dark, but it's a saying. It's not easy. But you see, people don't understand. If you give me Accra Kumasi Road to build, I will not even use an engineer. I'll use my own engineers around. And I put my hand like this, straight. I said, the road is going straight here. Whatever is in this way, clear it. We are going. And I'll cast the concrete. Every day we cast a few, small. In 4 years, we will have four lanes, Accra Kumasi, four lanes, four right, four left. Nobody should die with head-on collision. Do you know what is head-on? You see, when the cars pass, you see that your car even shakes. Because it missed by 2 inches. When NPP were having their congress at Kaswa, they closed the toll at Kaswa. And you people have another toll on this side, but they closed the toll and they paid them, I think, $12,000 for the day. That's how much they collect a toll, the toll in 1 day. Times four, 48,000. And I said, I'm buying sandstone and I'm casting concrete 10 inches thick from here to Kumasi. Do you think if I started 4 years ago by now, where do you think we'll reach? 12,000 a day. Where will we reach by now? Every day I get 48,000. Sand, stone, cement. The same motorway type. You see, people don't believe in slow, but it's up to you. I cannot say more than I'm saying. And the last thing is that, which is also a mystery. Listen, this one, you see, I preached about it some time ago, but people didn't understand. So now, I'm writing a book about it. I've written a book, actually. Is that what really determines your prosperity is a mystery, what I'm going to say. Shall I say it? Yes. Shall I really say what I'm going to say? What really determines your blessing, your prosperity, is a blessing. Yeah, listen. Listen, Bible says, labor not to be rich. Then it says that the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. When there is a blessing on you, you'll be rich. Receive that blessing today in Jesus' name. That's why I bless, when I'm blessing my children, I bless them from my intestines. I use my intestines to bless them. Cease from thine own wisdom. Proverbs 23 verse 4. Labor not to be rich. Don't struggle. Why? Because the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. Look, if you want to understand how a blessing works, and in my new book, you see it all there. It's all written out. You don't have to even do any research. It's there. You see, when God said, I will bless you, and you will be a blessing. You'll be a blessing. You know, when you are blessed, the blessing is to be a blessing. That's why I said you will give cars. Those of you are praying, look, I'm not talking about getting a car. I'm talking about giving cars. Before this year is over, you will have given cars. Prophet Kakra, begin to give cars. You are anointed to give cars. Give cars. Yes, from next Sunday, give a car. Yes. You will never stop receiving cars. You will come home and you see a car is parked. They say, who is the visitor? I say, there's no visitor. It's your car. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Look at it. I will make thee a great nation. I will bless thee. And I will make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Ha! Ha! Jews, eh? You will not, I say, God bless them, that's all. A very small country. 12 million. Huh? I can't.
accounts are how many? Accounts. Would accounts be about 12 million? It's possible. All Fantis, Kwehus, Ashantis, Wrong Ahafo, Achims. It will be about 12 million. About half of the country. Yeah, that's the whole of Israel. Out of that group, they have more Nobel prizes than anybody else. Their size. When we say Nobel Prize, is a prize that is given for 5 areas of science as well as peace. And the most outstanding contributions. I will bless you. Karl Marx was a Jew. Yeah. The father of socialism. When they say you help the poor, how to do this, how to do that, like the thinking, socialist thinking. Yeah. Sigmund Freud, the father of psychiatry and psychology. You know, the one who brought these temperaments and all those psychology and psychiatry was also a Jew. Einstein, who brought the atom, nuclear power, nuclear, whatever, was also many, many famous people. The inventor of the first car, the first person to make a car that moved on its own, was a Jew. The founder of Mercedes-Benz was a Jew. The founder of Volkswagen was. You see, Hitler did not want to acknowledge it. He said, I will bless you. Just like let's say, just accounts. They say, accounts have won Nobel Prize. Accounts are this. Accounts are the richest. That's how it will be like. But I'm not seeing many accounts with Nobel Prizes. How about Yorubas? How many are they? There will be even more. No scientific prize. Or the Kikuyus in Kenya. Or the Zulus. Like a prize for science. All the richest. Anything that is very, 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 very rich is a Jew. Microsoft, the head of Bill Gates organized, the head, the car, is a Jew. The founder of Facebook, Zuckerberg, is a Jew. The founder of Oracle, the biggest software company, is a Jew. Goldman Sachs, investment, JP Morgan, all those banks, Jews, founders or CEOs currently. All. Yeah. All the media, all the Warner Studios, Warner this, Warner that, everything Jews. All the big shops in America, Macy's, and what are the other ones? Walmart, all Jews, founder Jew, all. Oh, I mean, what is the explanation? Yeah. You see, it's a dark saying. So when he says, I will bless you. Always say, the blessing of the Lord. It make a. So if God has blessed Lighthouse, all I can say is that the blessing of the Lord. The blessing of the Lord. And whosoever is part of this blessing is going to enjoy all the blessings of the house. Receive it in the name of Jesus. So this is a dark saying. It's equally dark. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. It's like, ah. Think about Zuckerberg. Mark Zuckerberg. Is that not his name? Zuckerberg. Facebook. 28 years old. Zuckerberg. My wife is telling me the correct one. Zuckerberg. Hey! Those of you who've been to America, you know the shops, Macy's and what? Walmart, Jews, all. Sometimes in Germany, during the Sunday, they will catch all Jews. They will say, hey, they had a
what do you call it? Something they used to call deicide. The killing of God, deicide. Like homicide, suicide, deicide. The killing of God. They mentioned, they said, Jews are guilty of deicide. That they've killed God. Come and see. All Jews should come out from their houses. They'll catch all of them, kill 600, 5,000, 2,000. They'll drive them out of the country several times. Sometimes they'll drive them out, then they realize that all business will collapse. Then they'll call them to come back. And they'll come back. France, Germany. The blessing of the Lord. May God, listen, that is why when we say a blessing is proclaimed. You must seek that more than anything else that you ever seek. The blessing, a blessing. That you get a blessing and not a curse. It is what will govern and guide your life. Yes. It gives me goose pimples when I think of the Jews. I cannot understand which group of people these are. Yes. And I can see. Why did God lift us from Kolegono? Is it Kolegono or even Kolebu? Hey! When every trouble that came to us was rather a promotion. Yes. When we were driven out of Kolegono, we were driven to the Kodesh. Now the Kodesh is a branch.
What a blessing.
The blessing of the Lord. The blessing. Whatever God has distributed on this commission and this mission is released in your life tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Anybody who came here with a curse from your family, you see, some families are also cursed. If I had time to explain curses, you would also be afraid of it. Yes. You would also be. There are 5 main curses, 30 supplementary curses, and then the modern curses. Yes. There are 5 main curses, 30 supplementary curses, and then the rest of the modern curses. Yeah. That's what's working. Ghana, it's neither this nor that is what's going to change us. The blessing of the Lord. But you will think I've not been to school, but the wisdom I'm speaking is not an earthly wisdom. It's the wisdom of God, the hidden wisdom of God, which God ordained for our glory. I'm not speaking about earthly things. Bible says, if anyone lacks wisdom. Now listen, the spirit of revelation, he reveals these things. And shows you that, hey, what is working is Matthew 6:33. That's what's working for you. Yes, that's actually the secret. Yeah, that's the secret. That's the great wisdom that you are. It's not diligence, hard work, sacrifice, education, networking, contacts. No, it's the blessing of the Lord. Lift your hand and receive the blessing of the Lord. Father, thank you for the blessing that is released and imparted to your people tonight. We give you praise. We give you glory. Now, ask God for wisdom. Ask God for wisdom. Whatever human wisdom is replacing God's wisdom, we expel it now. We declare the wisdom of God comes into your life. These 3 wonderful wisdom keys. Matthew 6:33. The borrower is a servant. Borrower is a servant. Borrower is a servant. And the blessing of the Lord. Yes. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. Father, we lift our hands to you tonight and we ask that you endow us with your wisdom. Yea, Shandola Makabaranda Lababanda.
Marola ma malaba shandele beke mandala ma mandala. Ramala ma mandale babandala babandolo bo shembele memende. Marolo mo shibarandala ma mandele.
Thank you, Lord, for this great, wonderful wisdom that is given to us today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, according to your word, it is the blessing of the Lord that matters at this time. I pray against the curses of our families, the curses of our ancestors. Lord, maybe our ancestors were slave traders. Maybe they were wicked men. We don't know, Lord, but you know. Whatever we have walked into, that we don't know what we have walked into. Now we lift our hand and ask that you will superimpose a blessing upon us. Receive the blessing of the Lord upon your life. In the name of Jesus. Whatever blessing is in this house that will not allow us to be owing people, receive that blessing right now in the name of Jesus. Whatever blessing is in this house that seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness will result in every good thing that you need, receive that blessing right now. Whatever blessing of the Lord that maketh rich that you do not have in your life, receive that blessing upon your life tonight. In the name of Jesus. Whatever homeless spirit, carless spirit, jobless spirit, moneyless spirit is in your family, I override that spirit today in Jesus' name. I declare that as for you, the blessing of the Lord, the blessing of the Lord is superimposed upon your life. You are released into the blessing of the Lord. You are released into higher blessings. In Jesus' mighty name. Lift your hand and thank God for the supernatural blessings upon your life. Oh yes. Oh yes. Thanks, Jesus. Thanks, Jesus. Thanks, Jesus. What a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing. We give you thanks, Lord. We give you thanks for blessing. The blessing of the Lord. That is what matters. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Every head bowed, every eye closed for just a moment. If you are here tonight, you don't know Jesus as your Savior. Maybe somebody invited you to church, but you are not a Christian, or maybe you are not born again. You want to say, Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus. If you are here like that, just lift your right hand. Lift it up high, and I'm going to pray with you. God bless you. Lift it up high. Maybe you are here, but you know yourself that you are not really a Christian, or you are not born again. Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to God today. Lift your hand. I see so many hands. Over there. Lift it up high. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless. This is a great occasion. Now, if you've lifted your hand, come to me in the front. Come. Come from where you are standing. Come here.
Come running. Come running to that mercy seat where Jesus is courting. His grace will be your covering.
Come to the front.
His blood will flow freely.
Come, let me pray with you quickly.
It will provide your healing. Come running
to the front,
mercy seat. Come on. come running to that mercy seat where Jesus is calling. His grace will be your covering.
Lift your hands over here. Say this prayer with me. Say, Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I've done many bad things. Tonight, I'm sorry for all my sins. Please forgive me. Please wash me with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Please accept me as your child. From today, I will follow Jesus. I will serve Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Please write my name in the book of life. I thank you, God. I thank you, Jesus. Now lift your right hand like this. Say after me, Satan, listen to me. From today, I will not follow you again. I will not serve you again. I will not obey you again. I belong to Jesus Christ. And I will serve Jesus Christ. Lift your two hands. Say, thank you, Jesus, for saving me, hearing me, and blessing me. Father, let the blessing of the Lord be upon these ones that have come to you today. Let them never fall away, but let them grow strong in the house and serve you all the days of their life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you. Now, what should they do? Go back to your seat and afterwards. No, go back. You go back to your. I want you to sit down. After when we close, our pastor is. Lift your hand in the red. Our pastor is going to stand here. When we close, you come here because I'm going to give. Okay, give them the book right away. Give them.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dyke-Wood Mills, please visit our website at www.dykewoodmills.org. God richly bless you.